it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
So Melissa is bordering on being addicted to this Farmville.
Right. That's why I have all these crops that are dying. But no, yeah, we had talked initially about Farmville, and of course I've seen it everywhere, and everybody's seen it everywhere. So I thought, well, you know what, let me just go on. And literally that night when Katie got home from work, she saw me on the computer setting up the Farmville account, and she said, oh, hell no. And I said, yeah. So I set up little farm and then forgot about it. And then when I was sick the past couple of weeks, I hadn't done anything with it. And then I went back to check it after we talked about it again, after I had to admit the fact that I am on Farmville. All my crops were dead. Oh. Thanks to Burt Show listeners, because I guess you can have people come onto your farm and fertilize your crops and stuff. So I had
so
people.
So I can hire a day laborer to come in and do everything for you? Like a Farmville
people,
day laborer?
People volunteer to come.
That'd be awesome.
Do your crops. And
you got a little Farmville Home Depot? A bunch of people run up to your car.
Okay. Anyway, so
Farmville U-Haul.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And but I keep going. I'm wasting my virtual dollars because I keep, you know, having crops die on me or whatever. You're supposed to check them every so I don't know, whatever.
Oh my God, what are you going to do when you run out of virtual money?
But the thing is that you have to, the crops, they tell you how long it's going to take for the crops to grow, and you have to go back when they're done get the crops. So yeah, so like strawberries are for 4 hours, and then, you know, wheat's a couple days, and I don't know. But anyway, so I think what becomes addictive about it is people constantly are going back to check their farms because different crops, you know, need to be harvested at different times.
It's a ridiculous exercise. It really is so stupid. This is a video that's been circulating making fun of Farmville.
Farmville!
From milking cows to putting chickens in coops, this game pushes the limits of the imagination. Backwards! Here's a taste of the action. Farmville! It's just like being a real farmer, only without the benefits! Farmville!
Play Farmville to get out of dealing with issues, spending time with your children, or
farming! Farmville!
Where did the time go?
Farmville!
Designed by Kronos himself to alleviate the burden of time!
Farmville!
Just listen to these testimonials from my mom. Hey mom, what do you think of Farmville?
What? Farmville!
So this thing is getting so addictive that Dr. Phil dedicates a whole show to it yesterday.
Are you worried about your crops as you sit here? I'm on it. Honestly, are you worried about your crops as you sit here?
Okay. Before I came here, I made sure that none of the crops were going to die.
You made sure none of the crops what?
Would die. My pets were fed.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, you realize, don't you, that, and let me sit down here a minute. Because we need to make eye contact. There aren't really any crops. There aren't really any crops. There's not really. It's just a little image on a screen. They're not going to die.
I know. They do. I mean.
And you're not going to really, like, harvest them and take them to the market and feed people with them.
He's just being mean to her now.
And your family, on the other hand.
It's real tough.
They are hungry.
I think I read the other day that Farmville, like the company that came up with Farmville, has made $1 billion off of it.
Easily.
$1 billion off of Farmville.
And they've done other sim type programs, like reality type, you know, things. But I've read more than one article about how they are, in terms of monetizing a social networking platform, they're virtually the fastest and the biggest.
I don't have that kind of
Facebook that you get on it.
Yeah,
so.
I just don't have that kind of big picture thinking. Because again, if somebody would have come to me years ago and said, "Look, give me $5,000 to start this Farmville thing," and they described exactly what it was, I'd have like, well, I got plenty of other things to do with my $5,000.
Well, it's like all games are built on you going from level to level and expanding whatever. And it's, I mean, the concept is there. You get more money the more crops you have, and blah blah blah. But it's just what makes it addictive again is that there is a time, there is a scheduling, you know, like
a time limit.
Yes, there's no other game I've ever played in which I have to be back at a certain time that it's running in real time while I'm doing my daily
stuff.
You think
farmers are offended?
Like you make it.
Probably.
This is so
probably.
Easy.
It's like, why don't you put a? Yeah, why don't you like grow crops in your own backyard?
Like
the
whole world. I think it's really that easy to or when deal somebody, with. You know, oh, just water them and they'll be fine. Yeah. You know?
It's motivating probably a whole bunch of people to actually stop. Like their insurance business, because farming is so easy. I can do this.
Yeah.
Just buy a lot of land in Iowa somewhere.
4 hours for strawberries to grow.
And somebody says they got to get up a half hour early to harvest their crops, and the farmer's like, really? Because I've been up since 4.
Right.
Outside, in the rain, on a tractor.
Exactly.
This is Phil telling it like it is.
Close your accounts. Get out of Farmville. Oh, yes. What are you trying to win? You're trying to impress your friends that you are more obsessed than they? Reintroduce yourself to your family. Cook a meal. Go on a date. Go to a movie. Go jog. Go sit out in the backyard. Watch the grass grow. Do something. Actually, maybe start a garden for real.
It's 8 degrees out.
Good morning.
It's 8 degrees out. That's her excuse.
Hey, Becky, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
I so did not know that this was such a deal. I thought it was just my mother-in-law. She has made accounts in people's names that are deceased just so that she could make more money to buy more stuff like fertilizer and things like that.
Wow.
You are kidding.
So she makes a dead person's account and then gives that money to herself?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny.
I mean, it's like 4 a.m. and she's leaving me comments on my Facebook. And I'm like, go to bed. Yeah. And I call her at like noon and she's asleep.
Yeah, you
it's
sort of
crazy.
You sort of wish you married somebody else, don't you?
Oh, she's nice, but...
But crazy.
No,
but
literally.
Well, at least Jen's hypnotist will now have a new field.
Right.
That's
yes.
right.
That's right.
Getting off of Farmville.
Yeah. New focus. Right.
Farmville addictions.
Mm-hmm.
This is a total separate commercial that I found a couple of days ago. I'm not sure it's going to print on the radio or not, but this little kid is so cute. This is an insurance company commercial, and it's like a little 4 or 5 year old kid right in front of the screen. It's only him.
Is this the little African American kid?
Yeah.
Where he says, right in the.
Yes.
Oh, I love this one.
This is a real insurance company commercial that was running up in the Northeast for a while.
I was watching me and my mother watching this movie, this man kicked too. But the man I was going to try to punch him, he kicked him down on the ground. But he was going to kick him, I was on the ground. You know what he did? He kicked him in the penis.
Oh, my God.
He was injured. Injured man.
He
kicked him in the penis.
Oh, my God, that's so cute. Kids talking cute, kids singing creepy.
Yes, agreed. Children of the Cornish kind of
thing. Yeah.
And this is from a weatherman in Boston who is probably the most unprofessional weather guy that you've ever, meteorologist that you've ever heard from in your life. Do you see this yet?
I haven't seen it. I heard it, though.
Our wind chill factor about 23, humidity 85%, a north wind at 13 miles an hour. Picking up some snow, are we? Yes, we are. In Princeton, we picked up 9 inches of snow. Bill Ricka had 7, the biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me, about 9 inches. Bill Ricka, 7, and in Stoneham, we had 6.
Wow.
About 2.5. Brookline picked up about 2.
Seriously?
Does he look
is
like,
he
I mean,
job?
That could
was
be
it
a
his...
true statement or no?
Yeah, was it his last?
Is it his last
one? I don't know if it was his last one. I think this just happened yesterday.
Biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me, about 9 inches.
No way.
Like,
oh, my
wow.
God.
Yeah, I think you kind of tell he's lying also.
Biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me.
Is he a white dude?
About 9 inches.
He is.
Wow. He's lying. Is that what you're saying?
Wait, wait.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I'm going to admit that I'm a little on the outside looking in when it comes to iPhone applications.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'd like to do is put together a list of the Hall of Fame iPod applications of all time. The ones that you use that you brag to your friends about. Ones that we probably haven't heard of. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of these. Some are just more helpful than others. There, I saw one this morning that I read about that says that it can translate your baby's cry and tell you exactly what's going on, like if it's hungry, if it's stressed. Who knows if it's true or not? But if you have an iPhone, you you know what your favorite application is. It could be completely superficial also. Wendy's coming in here all the time bragging about them.
No, my favorite application is called Airline Conqueror, and I think I can be an airline traffic report, like traffic person and land planes because I'm so good at it on my iPhone because all you literally do is land planes and make sure they don't hit each other.
Is this the one that you let me play the other day?
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks.
I'm obsessed with it.
We're waiting for a meeting to start. And I made a comment like I was bored or something, like BlackBerry battery dead. And Wendy goes, "Oh my God," and brings it up. And she was so excited. But 10 minutes into it, I'm like,
it was just an app you didn't like, but there's several. I mean, I don't have an iPhone. I have my, you know, a Metro PCS phone, but iPod Touch is, you know, the iPhone without the phone service. And you download apps on that as well. And so Words with Friends is basically, I don't think they got the rights to say Scrabble. But you can play with just random anybody else who has an iPhone or iPod Touch. And I find myself getting angry, like Katie's on it too. And I find myself getting angry at her when she has not done her round fast enough so that I can get on there and play.
Well,
so
yeah, you're convinced that you can do any job now just because you have the iPhone app.
Well, here's
one of my friends has it, and I like her Urban Spoon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can type in what neighborhood you're in and you shake it up and it shows you all the restaurants in that neighborhood where you are. Or you can search by kind of food you're craving and type in like Thai food and shake it up and it literally like rolls.
I
almost
love that.
Like a Price is Right wheel almost rolls up and then gives you the restaurant that's either near you or your type of food that you like.
You have
or
to
whatever.
Commit to that because that was one of the first ones I ordered on the couple weeks I had my iPod and iPhone. And what happens is when you shake it and a restaurant comes up that you're like, I've heard of that place, not a good thing.
Shake it again.
until you get to the restaurant that you were thinking about in the original.
In the first place?
Yes.
Hey, Scott, we are putting together a Hall of Fame of iPhone applications.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
I have a 42-mile commute every morning. You guys make it a lot easier.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I was going to say, this is one that I've used, but I have a bunch of friends who have. It's called Pimp My Ultrasound.
What does it
Pimp
do?
Pimp My Ultrasound.
what does it do?
just what it says. I have a lot of friends who have ultrasounds of their kids. You know, they're so many months long. You can take your ultrasound and actually put like a ball cap on them or a glove in their hand and put little quotes underneath it and have all of their fridge and everything now.
All right, that is Pimp My Ultrasound.
I've got to think of the name of this one. I showed Melissa this one. It actually can track your friend's cycle.
And it'll
tell you the day not to talk to your friend.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yes. I'm not even kidding. All you have to do is ask your friend one time, and then all you have to do is just look at the app. Don't talk to him this day, and this day, and then you're good.
Because you've heard of it or because you really need it?
Well, I think all women need it.
Yeah.
There's also one called Run Pee, which is it maps out times in a movie that you can go to the bathroom.
Oh, see, these are great.
And these are, and it's
like these are the lull times in movies that you could split and lose anything.
Not miss anything.
Yeah, on average, it tells you the last word in a sentence that an actor says. Then you go to the bathroom and it tells you how long you have to go to the bathroom and get back before you miss anything else. And it's like new release movies, too.
And you'd have to check it before you went into the movie, though, because you're not allowed to have any of that stuff on in the movie.
That's correct.
The my favorite, which they have on, I've got it on my iPhone, but on my BlackBerry they also have it, and I think most of the smartphones have it, is Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear a song whether it's on the radio or when you're walking through the mall and you hear a song playing, you just activate it and hold it up, and it identifies the song for you, and then it'll send you a text message with the name and the artist of the song.
Hey, Amanda, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. All right. Application, iPhone app, Hall of Fame. What are you putting in there?
I like Where, Where.
What does it do?
Well, it pulls up where you're at, the location you're at, like if you're driving or whatever, and then gives you the cheapest gas around you. It gives you like the closest Starbucks, all kinds of stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
There's another
practical one
called, if you are somebody who like counts calories and stuff, there's one called Lose It, which you put in your calories, you put in your weight every day or whatever. If you're trying to, you know, lose weight, then it has a little graph for you on, you know, how many calories you have left that day, you know, based on, like, if you say, hey, I want to lose 10 pounds in the next couple months, it tells you exactly what you need to do in order to do that. So it has it right there in front of you for you.
About 9 days ago, there was a U.S. filmmaker that was in Haiti that was shooting a documentary about the impact of poverty in Haiti. And
we talked about it yesterday.
At this time?
Yep.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You sure it was at this time?
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes from now.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
Guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I have this app. It's called Red Laser,
mm-hmm.
and it takes the camera that's on your phone, and you can scan a UPC symbol in a store for an item, and it will search the web for a cheaper price or to make sure that you're getting the cheapest price.
It's brilliant.
I had a friend that was in Best Buy, and she scanned a Blu-ray disc that was, I think, you know, $30 or something like that, and the website had it listed for $19.99. On Best Buy's website. She took it up to the cash register, and they, of course, gave her that price. So it's come in handy quite a lot.
That really
That's
is
really
awesome.
Awesome. That reminds me of another one. God, I cannot remember the name of it, but you could search it where, and there's several, I think, where you, if you have cards, like credit cards or gift cards, you know, to certain stores or department store cards, then you can actually put in the code, and it will come up on, it'll save it in your iPhone and iPod Touch. So you can, if you forget your Macy's card or you forget your PetSmart card or you forget any of those, you can have it and it'll show up on the screen with
cool.
it, that they can scan
nice.
And actually put
That's
it, it'll
smart.
Register in the system.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go on.
I was going to say, intern Bianca was showing me one where you can see people without their clothes on.
But it's not really the people.
Right. What's it called?
Are you
I'm
sure?
I'm not sure, but I was on World Star Hip Hop and it was just like a video.
You sure you're not taking pictures of people?
No. You sure you weren't on this computer a couple of days ago?
52 I mean, she's brand new here. We don't know her very well. What are you doing?
It's basically like a video camera. So you're videotaping people, and when it shows up on the screen on the iPhone, it looks as if they don't have their clothes on.
Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, yes. I get lost a lot, so I have one called Take Me to My Car. And basically, wherever you park, you hit park here, and then when you're walking around the city or the mall or wherever you want to find your parking spot, you hit get directions, and it gives you walking directions back to exactly the parking spot you parked.
Oh, that's good.
That's good
really
one.
Good.
Especially when you're shopping. For every time I go to Atlantic Station.
Yeah.
Really?
Every time.
That's funny.
And that one's called Park Here?
It's called Take Me to My Car.
Take Me to My Car. Okay.
I'm writing that one down.
I could use that one at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if you're gone from it for a while.
Yes,
yeah,
and you come absolutely. Back, I always forget.
Somebody gave me the most obvious solution to that, and it's brilliant, and
take
now I
picture.
Use it all the time. Take a picture of the mm-hmm. post
uh-huh.
where you just parked.
Yeah. Hey, Chad, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, love your show, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So me and my friends have been using this app called Foursquare lately.
Yeah, this is one I will never understand, but go ahead and tell them what it's all about.
Well, it's kind of like Looped. I think Looped was the first one that let people check into places. And, you know, everyone's not so cool with telling everyone where they're at. But, you know, it's an opt-in scenario. And Foursquare puts a game around it. So you get points for checking into places and discovering new items. And it's just sort of a competition between you and your friends of who's more social, who's out more. And it lets you know when you got multiple friends in the same place, you might even not even know.
It's sort of
check into the airport.
It's sort of Twitter, except you let all your friends know where you are at a certain time,
like mm-hmm. the exact location.
The exact location of
That's
where you are.
That's kind of creepy, though. I don't know if I want everyone to find me.
It's mm. more than
well,
that.
Well, I mean,
the purpose,
you only check into places you want people to know that you're there.
The purpose. It's not. Mm. It's affiliated with Twitter, so you can tweet. I'm on it. I Foursquare. And the reason you do it is because if you have a group of friends, you accept your friends on Foursquare. So if you check in somewhere and you're checked in, so let's say you guys, we're all on Foursquare, the five of us in here, and Wendy and Melissa are sitting at Taco Mac having a drink, and I feel like going out, I can click where are my friends, and it says Wendy and Melissa, if they've checked in.
So you can lock in who knows where you are, right?
And then I could go there, oh. Yeah.
I'm like, if everyone can see that, then uh-uh.
Yeah, you can set it so that you can send it. Like
I can hide from Katie in the house. I don't want a Foursquare.
Hey, Courtney, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I've got a lifesaver of an app that
okay.
I use called Fake Conversation.
Okay.
And you can set up fake conversation on a timer to call you, like if you're out on a date or you're out with somebody you don't know, it'll call you and it'll give you all the words to say in order to get out of whatever situation
you're in. Oh, that's funny.
So they say the words to you and then you just repeat them?
Exactly.
That's
so
awesome.
It's like you're holding a phone conversation with yourself.
That's
hilarious.
We should put these up on our website because there are a whole bunch of really good ones. Hey, Merrick, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey,
you guys were talking about the card one. It's actually called CardStar.
CardStar?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got another one. It's called LiveCam, where you can watch any camera through, like, that's played through, like, the internet, any, like, security camera around the world. And you can watch it.
Webcams. You could tap into any webcam around the country using this application.
Exactly. You can zoom in. You can, like, it's pretty, well, it's pretty
creepy. Nice. There are webcams that are streaming online. Yeah. You can't go to
it. Exactly. Creepy.
And what's the name of it?
LiveCam.
LiveCam. Your privacy gone.
That is freaky.
You can forget about all of that
creepy.
Now.
The Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bird Show.
So Wendy's excited about a date this weekend.
Yeah, I kind of am excited about a date. No, we actually talked earlier in the week about guys with kids, and I've been meeting a lot of guys who have children recently when I've been out and about and just having great conversations, but just kind of nervous about getting involved and haven't really wanted kids. I love kids to pieces. I get along with children, but not really sure if I want kids, especially at this moment in my life. I'm only 24 years old. I can't handle a kid right now. So I've been kind of questionable about even giving these guys a chance. Mm-hmm. But I've had conversations with this guy, and they've been awesome. Like, he seems like a really nice guy, but just haven't been out on a date with him.
How old is dude?
I think he is 30-something. I think he's like 31, 32.
Okay. Old dude. Hope he can keep up with you.
Oh, he's not old. He's older. No, but I got some really awesome emails and a great piece of advice from actually someone in this office about guys with kids. They said they can always put somebody else first, and they know how to put themselves second, but then they don't waste your time. And you're finding with, like, guys my age, like, they waste a lot of your time because they just want something. They just want to get in your pants. They want to do stuff with you. That's all they want.
So, but, like, a single dad isn't going to waste his time dating somebody he doesn't really like.
Really like or want to
really
get
interested in because he doesn't have that much time.
Right. They don't want to get involved with you. They want to either going to go somewhere or it's not going to go somewhere, and they can drop it really fast. And this coming from somebody in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got this awesome listener email about a guy she had dated. She was a single mother and talked to a guy that didn't want kids off the bat, but explained that she had a son and all this kind of stuff. And then it ended up really well. So she was like, why are you not giving this guy a chance? And I was like, huh. So I thought about it a little bit and actually made plans for Sunday with this guy to go to dinner. Something really super casual, nothing like really fancy or anything like that. So just hanging
Chuck
out.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes, Chuck E. Cheese.
Fuddruckers?
No.
I'm going to go see that new Tooth Fairy movie.
Right.
No, but yeah, made plans. So I'm kind of excited about it, kind of nervous about it, because this
awesome.
Is a part of my dating life that I've never even stepped into.
Mm-hmm. I think it's cool. I think it's really good. It shows that you're open, that you're sort of broadening your horizons, mm-hmm. and you're not like limiting yourself. I think it's really cool.
I think
it goes great, then I think you could potentially change your mind about the kid thing. And if it doesn't go great, then
it's not.
You've at least given it a shot.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I mean, I'm proud of you.
And I wasn't trying to step over you, Jen. I apologize. I just noticed Bert's expression where you don't think she should go at all.
I have mixed feelings about it. From the single dad angle, like, I understand what the girls are trying to do here is like using dating as a verb where you should sample it all, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just try it.
Except the stakes to me are so much higher when you have a single parent that. The way I'm hearing it is like, so I'll give it a try. I mean, he's a single dad. I'll at least give him a try. But Wendy told us earlier in the week that she's nowhere near ready to be a parent. So why waste the guy's time if, like, in a couple of months, if this thing is getting serious, you're going to end up breaking it off anyway?
Well, but I think, maybe not necessarily. I mean, maybe it's something I could eventually want. And that's sort of what the listener email said. Like, the guy she talked to didn't want children, didn't even have children on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they got to know each other and hang out, it was like instant connection. And then a couple months or months later down the road, met the child, and it ended up great. And now they're married. So, I mean, not saying I'm going to get married to this guy, but I guess I can't really write him off for having a child. Yeah, so,
and I see that side of it also.
I mean, I think whoever Wendy falls in love with, if she falls in love with anyone, I think whatever their circumstances is becomes less important.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to go out with him once or twice to figure out if there's any chemistry, if there's anything there to even go on.
And he's an adult. I mean, and he's got a child. Mm-hmm. And I think that there just are, I think, different time management issues when you're a single parent than when you're not. Like, they just don't have a lot of time to screw around. So that's why when the debate always comes up, like, should I tell him that I have kids or not? I would think as a single parent, you'd want to do that immediately because you just don't have time to screw around with somebody that doesn't want to get involved with the child situation whatsoever.
How did it come up with you guys when you first met?
It was just right off the bat. Like, he didn't hide it. It was just something right away that was just a natural conversation.
You wearing, like, a number one dad t-shirt or something?
Actually, no.
After the club?
The world's greatest dad.
That was actually his beer mug. No. No, he was really open about it, which I thought was cool. He didn't try to hide that he had a kid. I mean, I thought that was really important, but I don't think it's going to make a difference.
Well, listen, you know he's fertile, so if you go and get drunk, wrap it up before you do anything. Okay?
Yeah, it's dinner.
Wendy, promise.
It's dinner.
Promise.
It's dinner. We're not going to a hotel or my
She's
going to
get emails. She's going to get those hate mails now.
I know.
I'm just saying.
You know Wendy has the rule, only up my shirt on the first date.
Okay.
Okay. I've told you that before. Hey, Lindsay, good morning.
She has it on posted on her desk.
What's up, Lindsay?
Hey, good morning, guys. Wendy, I am actually married to somebody who has another kid, and I'm going to be honest with you, that is the worst drama I have ever dealt with in my entire life, and probably the one thing that would drive us to divorce.
What? Oh. Is because of the ex or because of the kid?
Because of the ex, not because of the kid, because of the ex.
Okay.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
That is a huge, I mean, I'm going to tell you, not everybody has the same problem, but there are so many people out there with baby mama drama or baby daddy drama. It doesn't matter. It's there, and it's always going to be there. She's always going to be right there in your face.
Well, it depends on the relationship.
Sure.
I have a good friend of mine who has a son, and her, it was with her boyfriend at the time, happened in college, whatever, but her son's father is now remarried, and the stepmom is one of her best friends. Like, they want to, like, rewrite the book on step-parenting because it's a really, really great situation. So not all of them have to be bad is all I wanted to say.
And this might not even lead to anything.
Right.
It's like,
what's our first date?
I'm not going to be this child's stepmom on the first date. Like, I'm not, like, jumping into it saying, hey, I want to be a mommy.
What if he calls you mommy as soon as you walk in the door?
Well, then that'll be a deal breaker.
Are you my new mommy? Are you my new mommy?
Oh,
I had another new mommy last week. This is great.
Oh, God.
Save that.
The child will not be on the date.
And you know the child can't go up your shirt no matter how many dates you have, right?
Jeff, oh, my dollar.
It's a new environment for
Please
her.
Please save the emails.
You're
so
seriously.
Let me ask Jen a question. So if this does work out and then Wendy ends up being with this guy and then becomes a mom, like, before
no
you do,
way.
Are you going to be mad?
If she became a stepmom?
Yeah.
No, I think that'd be really cool.
Because that'd be funny.
Hey. I know. You know, Joanna would be mad.
Oh, she'll quit.
True, yes.
She'll
yes. quit. That's a good point.
Joanna
yes.
would be mad. I threw out the timeline a long time ago.
And he's like, this started with me going to Olive Garden, and now you're getting me married before Joanna.
No.
I'm just saying. I just think it's, you know, Instamom.
Dinner. See, even lesbians think like that.
Yes.
Even lesbians are running
I'm
down the aisle.
I'm still a woman. Hell.
Hey, Elizabeth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's
morning.
Up?
Oh, not too much going to work.
Look what we do for you.
Well, I was just going to let her know that give him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, I met my now husband. I had an 8-year-old son, and he had no children, never wanted children. Fell in love with my son, fell in love with me, and they're best friends, and we've been happy ever since. So just give him a chance. And as far as, like, the ex goes, he was very comfortable with my now husband, and they have a great relationship. So give him a chance. It might not, you know, go more than a date, but definitely give him a chance.
I feel like I should just at least give him dinner because he's nice and a good conversationalist. And
he'll be able to sift it out pretty quickly also. Like, I mean, if things could go great on Saturday, but he may say, you know, because he's got to look at you in two different lights. He's got to look at you as a woman that he wants to date. Then, long-term-wise, he's got to look like, okay, is this woman capable of having kids right now?
And that's a piece of advice I got, so that's why I decided to go to dinner with him, just to see how it goes. I'm not becoming a parent on Sunday. I'm not being a mom.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bird Show.
Joanna Rodriguez, well documented on the show that she has this great relationship with her boyfriend Jason, and also well documented on the show that Joanna wants nothing more than to spend the rest of her life with him.
Oh, and in parentheses, plan a really awesome wedding.
Right.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, of course.
Secondary, of course. Fine, she got a good man and all that, but she also wants to plan a really cool wedding. So, you know, we've taken a lot of calls from listeners before that have said, you know what, just let it go, man. Let it go. Be, you know, let him do this at his own pace. Let him do it at his own time. And Joanna, at least on the surface, has told us, you know what, you're just letting it go now.
Mm-hmm. Right, because she's snooped before, right?
Yeah, I've snooped. I've seen text message. I found a piece of mail. I love going over again how much I snoop through his things, but I do. I have.
To make it sound crazier the more you talk about it, like, yes. I can't believe this is you you're talking about.
I mean, I don't think I'm crazy, but I'm sure maybe the general public might think I'm crazy.
So now we're all kind of invested. Now we all want this engagement to happen. We like Jason, we like you, and Jeff came in today and said that he took another step backwards maybe in this whole thing?
Like I said, I let it go, but that doesn't stop me from thinking that every vacation there might be a proposal around the corner. So this past weekend, we went on the snowboarding trip, and I thought there were plenty opportunities for him to do, you know, to propose and everything. And
did
he
you bring
did
like
it.
A special outfit or anything in case he did?
No, but I did ask him. I said, "Should I bring anything nice?" And he said, "No, why?"
So you guys stop bringing it out.
Just absolutely reset.
If he was planning on it, then that was the comment that made him not do it.
Yes. Ali asked if I should bring something
Doesn't
nice.
Matter.
Okay. You know what you're really asking him.
I am telling you from experience, and you can ask Jessica. The pressure was on for a while for me to ask Jessica because we ended up having to move. We moved from Arizona to Philadelphia and then...
Get to the point we gave him crap on air about it.
Yeah, and that didn't last long. And so, like, I would make a conscious decision. I was very aware of when she brought it up. And if it came up on a Sunday, like, it wouldn't happen that week. I just wouldn't. Like, I was not... It had to completely
We have to figure out a way how to reset. Radar. We have to reset your attitude about this whole thing, because you keep falling into the same thing where you say, look, I'm over it, and then you give him another sign that you're really not. You have to do something so drastic the other way, like break up with him.
No, she
for him
to
get back on the track of him really taking you seriously about not being eager to be married.
Just not talk about it.
Well, I don't want to go too far with that because you tease saying that you took a big step backwards and we're not sure why it went backwards.
Yeah, okay. That's another sign.
But in just a side note, he doesn't help out either because I have to pass this like big billboard on my way to home every day where it's like engagement rings. And one day we pass it together and he goes, "Oh, honey, do you have to look at that every day on your way home?"
Oh, no.
He's rubbing it in.
Anyway, so we were in Utah and we were killing a Friday. We were there because the couple we were spending the weekend with had to work that day. So we were like just exploring Salt Lake City and everything. And we went to a bookstore and I bought a book and we were just sitting there talking. And he started telling me that since he's going to school in the fall, he's going to get his master's degree, that maybe it wouldn't be such a good idea for us to be planning a wedding as he's getting his master's because we're going to be spending money.
Which is a 1 or 2 year program.
I believe it's a 2 year program.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Now it's like,
and
hey,
so
we're going to be.
That means it would be a year and a half or 2 years before he would propose?
I don't know, because then he asked, well...
Or 2.5 years.
He was saying, wouldn't we just postpone the wedding until after I'm done with school? And I said, nobody gets engaged for 2 years, and what's the point of being engaged? Mm-mm. You might as well just wait, because at that point, it's a promise ring. And he goes, oh, I can just get you a promise ring? And I'm like, no.
A promise ring is really the shut-up ring.
Mm-hmm. Here's what he's doing. He is right now attempting to throw you off. He is attempting to stop...
Jeff...
I'm telling her.
She thinks the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't,
you do?
Yeah. Don't bring it up anymore. I know you are incapable of doing it because you're pretty convinced the world revolves around you, but just
that's
under
coming
this,
from someone who feels the same way.
Right.
It isn't?
But just for this Give him 30 days. Don't make a hint. Don't make a ring joke. Don't make a wedding joke. Don't make a comment. Don't
I
make
agree
a,
with that.
This will launch us into a totally different conversation, but this is the same advice that I gave Tracy, and I got so much heat for this theory, mm-hmm. is that I think in a woman's mind, I will say it again, go ahead and send me the hate emails now, that I really do believe that in your own mind, you have now have to create a date that is acceptable for you in your own mind to be engaged by, and if Jason doesn't reach that date, mm-hmm. then let it go. Let them go, because mm-hmm. this is my theory here, is that I have known way too many women that have been in serious, serious relationships, and they waited for that engagement ring, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited. 24 came by, 27 came by, 30 came by, and at 31, he left her for somebody else or decided that that wasn't his future. So now you've got 6 years where you could be out there dating, seriously looking for your soulmate or finding the guy that you're going to spend the rest of your life with that he's robbed you of. So my theory is, don't ever tell him what that date is. Never say it. It's in your own head. And if he reaches your timeline, great. If not, it is time to move on.
Yeah, but I just think we're still really early in our relationship. We've only been together 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking 5-6 years. I would totally agree with you, but he is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with, so I would wait those 5-6 years if that's how long he wanted to wait.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Just
no deadline for you.
You don't have to. I'm telling you.
Hold on. Let's back up. So let's chew on this for a second here.
Yeah.
Jen,
yeah.
What did you want to say there? No deadline or yes deadline?
I would say yes deadline.
But
yeah.
Do you think if we were living together, there would need to be a deadline? Because we don't live together. So
I think it's good that you don't live together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really smart move. And I think Bert's right. I think some sort of internal line for you in the sand, because I think if you wait a really long time and it is maybe, 5-6 years or whatever it is down the road, there's going to be so many disappointments along the way that it kind of ruins when it actually happens. I don't know. And I mean, yeah. I think that you would be really sad if all of your friends got married before you and you and Jason been dating longer than them.
And I agree. I mean, I've known people I know a couple that they were together for 8 years. And of course, you get comfortable and you think, well, this is the guy I'm going to be with the rest of my life. And he broke up with her and then he had gotten engaged to his next girlfriend within 6 months.
8 years out of your life.
Eight years out of your life.
30 years is a huge piece of real estate.
And guys, you're going to have to talk more about your psychology, because it seems to me that a guy only proposes when he feels he needs to, or like, what does it take for a guy to propose? Because I do think that, the whole, what your grandparent would say, well, you've already given him everything, so what's the point in him asking you to marry him anyway? What is it about a guy? What is the change? Are you afraid you're going to lose her and that's why you ask? Well, or, what is it?
I think my thought was that I had to have everything lined up just perfectly before I got engaged. I wanted to have a good job. I wanted to have a really sweet career. I wanted to have money in the bank. I maybe wanted
to
have an apartment.
Provide, to be able to go to her father and be like, I will take care of her for you.
I just wanted it all lined up perfectly, for it. And then I realized later that time really didn't come. It never really, it's not all lined up perfectly. And I had the same thing when we were talking about having kids, is like, I need more money in the bank. I need more this. I need more that. There really is never a perfect time.
But then I think there is a certain population of guys who appreciate the fact that this is 1,000% uniquely theirs.
Yeah.
Like the whole
package
is theirs. And I think that if you have one of those guys and he wants it to be completely his, you set yourself back every time it comes up. Every time you say to him, should I bring an outfit? He's like, oh my God, let it go. And it's making him mad and he won't say it. But I'm telling you, in his mind, he's going, let it go.
Here's Monica. Hey, Monica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
No problem.
I wanted to tell Joanna, I gave my fiance an expiration date. We had been dating for about 2 years, and I was always told by all my guy friends and my father, a guy knows in 6 months if he wants to be with you, period. And I wasn't in the mood or young enough to be drug out for 5 or 6 years dating a guy. So I knew, I told him, you have an expiration date. I'm not going to tell you when it is, but you do.
He proposed 9 months before that expiration date, and we're getting married this year.
Is that
good
right?
Good for you.
But you did.
But you tell didn't him tell
you,
him what
right.
it was.
She told him she had a gun that was loaded. Mm-hmm. She just didn't tell him when it was going off.
Exactly. I told him I love you, and I know I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And I knew he did, too. And part of his was making sure things were in order in his life. Mm-hmm. And I understood that, but I wasn't going to be the girl on the sidelines waiting for years for him to get his life right when I already knew what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I agree with you also that guys know if they want to be with you for the rest of their lives, I think, before you think that we know.
Do you know in a year?
Yes.
Within under a year.
For me, yes.
Well, in two. Like, Joanna's been with him for 2 years, so he knows.
I don't think in my head that he doesn't think he... I mean, we want to spend the rest of our lives together. I've saw the email saying that, you know, it was going to happen in January, which I hate the day that I saw that email because that's when all this started.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just think maybe like Bert, maybe he thinks like I want... all this to be perfect. I want to get my education out of the way. I want us to be out of debt.
Have written that January date.
Maybe. I don't know. And then because I saw it, maybe that's why he's like changing it now.
Yeah,
I don't have
Jeff's
a doubt.
Saying.
I don't have a doubt in my mind that we're going to get married. It's just driving me crazy now because I don't know when it's going to happen.
Because you snoop and you bring it up and you wait for him and he's not going to do it on your terms.
Well, this is who I am and I'm not changing. So he needs to figure that out.
Then I hope you're happy being single.
Hey, Dale, good morning. No.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about expiration dates and should women have like a mental expiration date in their mind and then bail on the dude if he doesn't meet it?
Well, sometimes I think you should have an expiration date. It depends on how long you've been with the guy. I think you said you've been with him 2 years and you have your own place. You live by yourself and he lived by himself. But the same thing happened to my sister. She met a guy down here in Georgia and together for 7 years. Hello?
Yeah, they've
been together for 7 years, and she thought that's the guy that she, you know, wanted to spend the rest of her life with and everything. They wouldn't bought a home together and everything and thought they was going to get married, and this guy left her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard too many stories like that. Or a woman goes across country for a dude, gives up her friends, gives up her family, gives up a great job, comes to Atlanta, then 3 years later, dude decides he wants to go in a different direction. I will tell you this. Look, I know from personal experience that I was in D.C. and I got a job in Dallas, and Stacy's flat out said to me, look, this is the only hometown I know. If you want me to go to Dallas with you and you want us to be together, then you better put a ring on my finger before we go to Texas. And I sure enough did.
Yeah.
She told me later that I really didn't have to, but
that's only because
that's
you
just
did.
Mean.
Yeah. She didn't really mean that. But yeah, when producer Tracy was going through this with her husband, Scott, we gave, what did we say? 2 to 4 years is that kind of gray area. But was it 3 or 4 years that you have to really start questioning whether or not you're going to get to, you know, get married?
And
when
I
does
think
that
that's a sliding scale on age.
Yeah, and I think it
I
depends on
the I think
the
younger
person.
You are, I think the longer you can be together beforehand. Like, mm-hmm. when I got married, we had been together, what, like 5.5 years? But we met when I was 19. 5.5 years now? Oh, hell no. Okay? Like, now my sliding scale would be a lot shorter. So.
When does that happen for you now? So, like, now he's talking about not proposing for another year or so. At what point in your head do you say, okay, this is a dude that can't commit. I got to bail and I got to check something else out.
I'm still sticking with the if I wait. I'll wait for him.
Forever.
Forever. Even if forever means we're living together and it's a common law marriage. Like, why
you
is that
him.
Any different? I love him.
There's nobody else for you. You love him. So he can take as much time as he wants.
I mean, I would love to have a wedding and I would love to have people there, but he means so much
well,
to
then.
Me.
Well, then.
Then never say that again on the radio.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.